present 30 Minutes Worth. And here's the man who's going to help you make the most of the next half hour, Harry Worth.
Well, here we are again. You know, when we're young, we all have ambitions. And my ambition was to go on the stage. Ever since I went to see The Entertainer with Sir Laurence Olivier. I didn't go to see the play with him. He was in it. I was still determined to go on the stage, so I applied to join the St. Mark's Players and got my first part. It was a speaking part, but only just. I had to say, it is. Not much, but the producer says it may not be much of a part, but it is very important. Say it loud and clearly and do your best. So I practiced for hours to get the right inflection. It is. It is. It is.
It is. It is.
Then came the big night. All my friends were there to hear me. The curtain went up. The play began. I strolled onto the stage, and loudly and clearly I said, is it? But at least I was an actor, and when the St. Mark's Players were about to celebrate the village bicentenary, I was given a part. Non-speaking, of course. It was a specially written play. Mind you, it turned out to be more of a pantomime.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Oh, yes, it was. It all started one morning as I was waiting for Gladys to come back from the shops. Coming. Ah, Fred, Fred, do come in. Have you brought me my milk?
Well, I would have done, but I can't make head or tail of the note you left in the milk bottle. Don't make sense.
Doesn't make sense?
No, listen. Please clean up stairs and downstairs, inside and out.
Well, look, it may not make sense to you, but it does to me, and it will do to the window cleaner. He usually only does the outside. But I've left the bathroom window open so that he can get in while I'm out to do the inside.
Very interesting.
Yes, isn't it?
Look, how many bottles of milk do you want?
It is on the note that I left.
Yeah, but this is the wrong note.
Agreed, but if that note was in your milk bottle, your note should be pinned to the back door. And yeah. Here it is. I'm sure that will make sense to you.
Please send a bouquet of flowers to Auntie.
That means I've asked the flower shop for 2 bottles of gold top and 6 eggs. Now, you know where this is leading us to, don't you?
No.
To confusion. Now, which way are you going?
Why?
Well, if you're passing the florist, perhaps you'd care to exchange notes with them. Then we'll be all square. Excuse me. Hello, Harry Worth residence. Harry Worth speaking. Speak of the devil, Fred. It's the florist. Did you get my note? I know you don't sell milk or eggs. Pardon? You're confused? So is the milkman. The only one who isn't confused is the window cleaner, but then he hasn't been yet. Don't worry. I'll send you another note with the milkman. Goodbye. There you are, Fred. Always an answer to every problem.
Yes, Mr. Worth. Goodbye.
You won't forget to drop my note in the florist.
No, Mr. Worth. Goodbye.
And you'll leave my goat tops and 6 eggs.
Yes, Mr. Worth. Goodbye.
Just one more thing.
Mr. Worth, yes? I've got my round to finish. What is it now?
Have a nice day. I'm in the kitchen, Gladys.
Oh, I had to queue for ages in the post office.
Did you get me the local paper?
Yes, here it is.
Good, I want to do the competition. The first prize is a trip to Venice on the Orient Express.
Oh, that sounds nice. What do you have to do?
Just answer a few simple questions. I think this is going to be my lucky day. Read me the questions out, Gladys.
Oh, all right. Now, here you are. Question one. What is the capital of Spain?
That's easy. S.
Come again.
The capital of Spain is S. S-B-A-I-N.
They want the capital city.
Ah, I see, the capital city of Spain.
Madrid.
Good, yeah, right, I'll put that down. Ask me another.
Right, now, where does Edam cheese come from?
The supermarket.
It's from Holland.
Is it? I'll put that down. Ask me another.
Right. Where is Florence?
Is that the lady who works in the paper shop?
Oh, Florence is in Italy.
Is she? She gone on holiday?
It's a town in Italy.
Good, I'll put that down. Ask me another.
Last question. Monet and Renoir were two early impressionists. Name a modern impressionist.
Rory Bremner.
The question is about painters.
Oh, that's got me stumped. The only painter I know is Charlie Watson. He painted the house next door but one.
Rembrandt.
No, definitely Charlie Watson.
Rembrandt is the answer to the question.
Oh, well, there we are, Gladys. I've done it in spite of your lack of confidence in me.
Now, all you have to do is to think of a last line for this rhyme. Flying can be such a stress, and driving a car can make you a mess. So forget car and plane, let the train take the strain.
Go on.
Well, that's it. You've got to make up the last line. What rhymes with stress and mess? I'll read it again, right? Flying can be such a stress, and driving a car can make you a mess. So forget car and plane, let the train take the strain.
And have a weekend in Skegness.
And travel on the Orient Express.
Gladys, that is brilliant. Walter Wordsworth couldn't have done better.
William Wordsworth.
Or him either.
Oh, I'll get it, Harry. Oh, it's you, Vicar. Come in.
Ah, hello. I do hope I haven't called at an inconvenient time, Mr. Wordsworth.
Not at all. And I think I know why you're here. You've come to remind me about the wish drive tonight. Well, don't worry, Vicar. Don't worry. I shan't forget. I've got two knots in my hanky.
Two knots?
Two, yes. One to remind me of the wish drive and the other knot to remind me I've got a knot in my hanky. Don't you worry. I shall be there. 8 o'clock on the dot.
That's a pity, Mr. Worth, because the wish drive was last night at 7:30.
Oh, dear.
I really can't stay very long. I'm marrying Miss Dobson, our organist, this morning.
Oh, that's a surprise. I didn't know that, Gladys. Congratulations, Vicar. I hope you'll both be very happy.
No. She's marrying Mr. Grant, the local builder.
Never mind, Vicar. 'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
Quite.
What can we do for you then, Vicar?
Well, now, as you know, our parish is celebrating its bicentenary. And we've been very fortunate in obtaining the services of Mr. Binky Bottomley and his lovely wife, Fiona de Vries. Well, Binky will write and produce for us our bicentenary pageant.
Binky,
A Bottomley. I believe he's what they call a thespian.
He's not English, then.
Here, I've heard of him. He was in that old film on telly last Sunday, Binky Bottomley. Because I thought, what a funny name.
What was the film, Gladys?
The Curse of the Headless Mummy.
It was a comedy then.
And what did Mr. Bottomley play?
He was the headless mummy. He must be getting on a bit. It was an ancient film.
Ah, yes. Now, I believe he is. And I understand he's rather touchy about his age. And also, I must tell you this. I've been warned by his agent, they call it, that on no account must anybody refer to the fact that he wears a wig.
Who? The agent?
No. Mr. Bottomley, I believe a lot of theatrical people wear these hairpieces, so don't mention his wig. I must say, I have to stop myself laughing. Because it's quite the most obvious wig I've ever seen.
Well, it's a bit like the old joke about not mentioning the vicar's big nose. I beg your pardon, Vicar.
That's quite all right, Mr. Worth. I'm quite proud of my large proboscis.
Anyway, this lady tells her little boy all day, when the vicar comes to tea, don't you dare mention his big nose. Eventually, the vicar arrives, and the first thing the mother says is, "Come in, vicar. Do you take milk and sugar in your nose?" Well, I thought it was funny.
Anyway, now, to continue, yes. I'm very aware that you, Mr. Worth, and you, Mrs. Marshall, have been absolute stalwarts in the many productions of our own St. Mark's Players.
Oh, very kind of you, Vicar.
So I'm counting on you to help Mr. Bottomley all you can to make this pageant a huge success. He's staying at the Red Lion, but he's using my study as his base, and I know he'd like to meet you both.
Be delighted, Vicar.
Oh, splendid. Well, shall we say 2 o'clock this afternoon?
Why not? All together.
Two o'clock this afternoon.
Here we are, Gladys.
Oh, look at the Vicar's garden. Did you ever see such beautiful pansies? Oh, don't forget, Harry, don't mention the headless mummy.
I know, Gladys, or his wig.
Oh, look, the door's open. Hello?
Come in. Lovely to see you. This way, Binky's dying to meet you. Binky, this is Harry and Gladys. Harry and Gladys, this is Binky Bottomley.
Something amusing you, lovey?
But I'm not allowed to mention it.
So it's Gladys and you are...
Harry. Worth. Harry Worth.
Yes, perfect. Lovely to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Worth.
Oh, no. I'm not his wife.
No, she's my mummy. My daily.
Ah, perfect. Well, lovies, the vicar tells me that you've done a bit of thesping. Trod the boards, as we say in the biz.
Oh, well, Harry's done more than me, Mr. B. I've spent most of my amateur theatrical life as the tea lady in the kitchen.
I don't know that piece. Is it one of John Osborne's?
Oh, very funny, Dinky.
Binky, love.
Binky. You're obviously a bit of a wig. Wag.
Gladys is one of our behind-the-scenes ladies.
I'm keen to hear about your stage experience, love.
Ah, yes. Well, I brought some of my press cuttings for you to see.
Perfect.
Here you are.
The Inheritance by the St. Mark's Players. Last night was an evening to remember. Arthur Blenkinsop was superb as Colonel Barker, and Mildred Green played his long-suffering wife to perfection. Brian Perkins gave a spirited performance as the wayward nephew, and there was some splendid acting from Alastair Watson and Cynthia Carter. The butler was played by Gary Worth.
They always get your name wrong. Now, here's another.
Murder at the Manor House. Another splendid evening with superb performances from a well-rehearsed cast. The leading roles were admirably portrayed by Arthur Blenkinsop as the droll inspector, Mildred Green as the lady of the manor, with splendid support from Brian Perkins, Alastair Watson and Cynthia Carter. The butler was played by Harry North.
That's me again. Now, here's a good one. I think the bit you're interested in is at the bottom.
The butler was played by Mary Worth.
That's me again.
Harry, lovey, versatility doesn't seem to be your middle name, does it?
Just as well, isn't it? They'd never have spelt that.
Are you doing anything at the moment?
I certainly am. I'm very busy.
Oh, perhaps I could come and watch you.
You might get a bit bored. I'm creosoting the back fence.
I can assure you, Binky, Harry is one of our most competent performers.
Oh, he is. He was marvellous as a dame in the pantomime.
You should have seen the wig they sent me to wear, Binky. It was worse. It wasn't that bad at all, really, was it, Gladys?
Perfect. Well, look, lovies, as you probably know, I have been studying your village history, and I have captured in it an absolutely stunning script. It's perfect. Quite perfect. My wife, the lovely Fiona de Vries, and myself will be playing the leading parts. And I shall be auditioning the other parts in the assembly rooms on Saturday night. What kind of role do you think you could tackle, Harry?
I'm rather partial to cheese and tomato.
Oh, behave yourself, Harry.
Only joking. Anything, Binky, providing it's not the butler.
Perfect.
And your wife?
The lovely Fiona de Vries.
Will she be here?
She'd be here now, Harry, love, but she's going round the country with the caretaker.
Well, as we say, Binky, that's show business.
Oh, my goodness, look at the time. I have a christening in 20 minutes. Mr. Worth, would you do something for me?
You want me to fill the font?
No. I've written to all 15 members of the St. Mark's Players asking them to be at the assembly rooms for 8 o'clock on Saturday evening.
The auditions.
Now, would you be so kind as to pop them in the postbox on the corner?
Certainly, Baker.
Here you are, then. Now, I must dash, and cheerio.
Cheerio. Bye-bye, Baker.
Oh, I can't hang around either, Harry. I've got some shopping to do.
Tell me, Harry, love, where can I get my script photocopied?
Now, you want the library.
Where's the library?
Opposite Jackson's Fish and Chip Shop. Incidentally, do you like mushy peas?
The library, dear.
They don't do mushy peas.
How did I get to the library?
Are you walking or going on a bus?
Does it matter?
Yes, the buses go nowhere near the library. So you go out of here, turn left.
Yes.
Now that will take you to the front door.
Of the library?
No, the vicarage. If you turn right, you will end up in the kitchen.
Oh, for goodness sake, Harry. You've got to go to the library yourself this afternoon. Can't you do his script?
Of course I can. Give the script to me, Binky. How many copies?
Half a dozen.
Right.
Perfect. I am really looking forward to working with you and your fellow artistes. I'm sure that we are going to be a big, happy family.
Here. Hmm? I mean, here.
I'd better get back to the Red Lion. My lovely wife is coming back today.
She's left the caretaker, has she? Perfect.
Come in, darling.
I'm back.
Fiona, darling.
Oh, my God, Binky, is this the best room they've got?
It's the only room they've got, darling. The main thing is the beer's cheap.
So's the barmaid by the look of her.
Actually, Fiona, darling, she is a little sweetie.
You haven't been up to your old tricks again, have you?
Darling, would I?
It's not a case of would you. It's a case of when did you? I haven't forgotten Sunderland and that landlady's daughter.
Fiona, darling, how many times do I have to tell you she was massaging my neck? I pulled a muscle.
That's not all you pulled that week.
Fiona, darling, why are you in such a foul mood?
No, the tour was a pig, and I grew to hate Aubrey de Winter.
He's a very good actor.
He wasn't a good actor when he was Reg Grimshaw. He reeked of garlic every night. Three people walked out in Hull because of the smell, and they were sitting in the circle.
Do calm down, Fiona, darling.
How's this village pageant fiasco coming along?
Well, I've met the village idiot. He's photocopying my script right now.
Oh, my God, Binky!
What's wrong, darling?
Your wig!
What's the matter with it? Can you see the join?
See the join? I can see the maker's name. Oh, Binky, it's disgusting. It's a different colour to your own hair at the back of your neck.
I've run out of dye, darling. Come in.
Hello, Binky Winky. Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't get up earlier, but we've been packed out downstairs. Anyway, here I am, and I'm ready when you are.
Well, this is my wife, Rita, my wife. Fiona, darling, this is Rita the barmaid. I mentioned to her earlier that I gave elocution lessons, and she's come to read for me.
You lying swine! Elocution lessons? You're back to that old ploy, are you?
Control yourself, Fiona, darling.
Control myself?
Ow!
Oh, Winky Winky! She hit ya!
Darling, Fiona, darling, don't make a scene.
Make a scene? Make a scene? This is nothing, you two-timing little toad.
Fiona, darling. Ow!
Oh.
Up to your old tricks again as soon as my back's turned. No. Swine! Oh. No. Oh. Take that.
Oh.
I...
Oh. No.
Ready.
You're here already, Mr. and Mrs. Bottomley.
We've been here ages. Where are they, then, these budding actors? It's well turned 8 o'clock.
I can't understand it. Anyway, while we're waiting, I'll go in the kitchen and sort out some tea.
Can I get a drink here?
It's an assembly room, darling, not a pub. I should have got Rita to fill my hip flask for you.
If I catch you talking to that cheap hussy again, I'll black your other eye.
Fiona, darling, I keep telling you there was nothing between us.
Oh, quiet, darling, there's someone coming.
In here, Harry.
Ah, there you are, Pinky.
Binky.
Exactly. Well, here we are. One big happy family.
Speak for yourself, ducky.
Oh, you haven't met my darling wife, the lovely Fiona de Vries, have you? Fiona, darling, this is the village Harry.
Hello, Harry.
Hello, Fiona, darling. Tell me, have you got over the caretaker?
It was a horrendous experience.
Ah, well, forgive and forget, I always say. Better the devil you know, hey, Kinky?
Binky...
Here, Mr. Binky, you've been in the wars, haven't you? What's happened to your face?
Oh, I walked into a door.
Right, that's got the water boiler lit. Oh, my goodness, I've only just noticed. What have you done to your face, Mr. Bottomley?
He walked into a door. Take my tip, don't mention the caretaker. It's all over.
What? Oh.
Look, when's this pantomime starting?
Yes, where is everybody?
Well, they all got letters.
Yes, you gave them to Harry. I remember you asking him to pop them in the box on the corner.
Yes, indeed, Vicar. I remember distinctly putting them in the inside pocket of this very raincoat. Oh, I shall be a moment.
Hey, where are you going, Harry?
To pop them in the box on the corner.
Oh, well, that's charming, isn't it?
What do you suggest we do, Mr. Bottomley?
We'll have to postpone the auditions.
Ah. Now, if I ring them all up, we could meet again tomorrow night, I suppose.
Don't worry. Your memory's getting worse.
I hope you didn't forget to photocopy my script.
No, there's no problem there, Binky. Here you are, 6 copies of your 20-page script. 120 pages in all.
Good. Oh, no. Oh, no, Mr. Worth.
That's me.
Why have you photocopied 120 copies of page one?
A good question, Binky. Only wish I knew the answer.
Oh, Harry, you've done it again.
Well, I can't understand it. I followed the instructions. I put the original script in the left-hand tray, pressed the button, collected the copy from the right-hand tray.
Thank goodness you've still got the original. Where is it?
Oh, dear. I think it's still in the left-hand tray.
Hello? No, this is the library, not the cottage hospital. I assure you, madam, if your husband was in here with his leg cocked up, I'd have noticed him. Trade directory inquiries. Oh, good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Where's the young lady who was here yesterday?
I'm afraid Miss Pickles isn't with us anymore. Are you looking for a book, sir?
No, I'm looking for a photocopying machine.
I'm afraid it's gone, sir. It's gone to be repaired. Somebody used it yesterday and broke it.
Oh, dear.
They tried to get 20 pages in all at once.
20 pages?
Can you imagine anybody being stupid enough to put 20 pages in all at once?
Yes, I think I can.
Made a right mess. It would only print the first page, you see.
Would it really? And just as a matter of interest, what would have happened to the other 19 pages?
Oh, they were all mangled to a pulp.
I think I might be joining them.
Can I get you another brandy, Mr. Bottomley?
Another large one, Rita, darling. And do call me Binky.
Just thought of something funny. Have a drink, you Binky.
She's leaving me, you know, Rita. Leaving me. She's upstairs now, packing.
Oh, I am sorry, Binky. Oh, that other eye does look bad.
Fiona never understood me, you know. Not like you do, Rita.
Do you really think I've got enormous potential? I always wanted to be an actress. Ow now, brown cow.
Beautiful. Oh, my back.
Oh, let me massage it for you again, Binky. It must have been awful having to sleep on that snooker table.
It was agony, but what you're doing is wonderful.
Right, has my taxi... Oh, my God. God, you can't leave him alone, can you?
Fiona, darling.
Don't you darling me, you aging Casanova.
I don't think you understand him, Mrs. Bottomley.
I understand him only too well. I'm going.
Go then, but you'll be back.
But before I go, I'm taking one last souvenir. I paid for it, so I'm taking it.
Ah, Fiona, that's my wig.
Oh, Binky! Your head's all white and shiny.
Goodbye, Binky, darling.
Fiona, give me back my wig. Ah, oh, my back.
Ah, Fiona, darling, I'm looking for Binky.
I hope you find him. Goodbye.
Strange. Excuse me, sir. Have you seen Binky Bottomley?
This is Binky Bottomley.
Is it? Oh, oh,
oh. What do you want, Mr. Worth?
It's about your pulp, I mean your script.
You can have my script, Mr. Worth. I do not need it. I shall be leaving in the morning, never to return.
Before you go, Blinky.
Binky!
Before you go, Binky, I hope you appreciate that during our brief but enlightening association, I have never once intentionally, or with malice aforethought, referred to your...
Go on, say it, man. Wig, wig, wig!
Never.
Goodbye, Mr. Worth.
Cheerio, Baldy. Well, Binky came, Binky went. The vicar, of course, was upset at first, but the old St. Mark's players rallied round and we put on a concert. Arthur Blenkinsop played the piano, Mildred Green played the violin, Brian Perkins played the banjo, and I played the butler. And the last I heard of Fiona Darling, she was in Liverpool with the Merchant of Venice. These theatricals. I knew it wouldn't last with the caretaker. As for me, I'm going home to watch an old comedy film on television. I think Binky could be in it. It's called Keep Your Hair On. See you next week. Bye for now.
For the past half hour, you've had 30 Minutes Worth, starring Harry Worth, with Jacqueline Clark, Charles Collingwood, Sue Douglas, Julie Higginson, and Jack Douglas as Binky Bottomley. 30 Minutes Worth was written by Vince Powell and produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.